Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
People go to the football stadium and one ball, they keep screaming the whole time. How much more? We have come to the house of God. We have come to the champion of champions, the one who overcame. Give him praise again this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That's good. Thank you for coming out this morning. It's good to see everyone. And think about the time change. I like the time change because we gain an hour. Other people don't like it because it gets darker earlier. But either way, you have to choose your pick. But think about how powerful man is. We just get up one day and say we are changing the time. And then we say God is in control of everything. No, he isn't. We just did change the time. Oh, but so good to see everyone. It's a very good day. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Okay. So this morning, let's turn our Bible to Psalm chapter 22. Let's get into our Bible lesson. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 22, verse 3. This month, as we approach the end of the year, we're looking at praise and thanksgiving and finish the year strong on a very strong note. Psalm 22, verse 3. It says, "Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel." Yet you are holy. The King James says you inhabit the praises of Israel. You inhabit the praises of Israel. You see, as we come to the end of the year, we start thinking about some of the things that we set out to do this year. But it's so important that we make praise a lifestyle. You see, when we praise, we are celebrating God for who he is. We are telling him who he is, and we are showing our loving kindness to the Lord and his faithfulness every night. That's what the psalmist said in Psalm 92, verse 2. Psalm 92, verse 2. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 92, verse 2. It says, "To declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night." To declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. So when we praise God, we are telling God who he is, how majestic he is, all the attributes of God that we can think about. Ascribing it to him and giving it back to him. But it's so important in our life because it plays a crucial role in the fulfillment of God's word for our lives, of God's plan for our lives. And we see that in our study this morning. Praise facilitates or triggers the fulfillment of prophecy in our lives. Notice what the Apostle Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. It says, "This charge I commit to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare." That by them you may wage the good warfare. You see, prophecies have gone ahead of Timothy, but he's saying that by the prophecies that have gone ahead of you, those prophecies are not going to fulfill themselves. You have to wage good warfare with them. You have to wage a warfare with them. And praise is one of the ways that we wage warfare with the word of God to see the plan of God fulfilled. And like I said, we'll see that as we go along. You see, the word of God is prophetic in nature. The word of God is prophetic in nature. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. It's prophetic in nature. God speaks to us by his word. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. He says, "Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was," notice the phrase, "prophecy of scripture." Verse 21, "For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So this Bible that we are holding in our hands didn't come from someone's head. It came by prophecy. It came as men, holy men, were moved by the Holy Spirit. And God's word is God speaking to us. He's giving you certain words. He's giving you his word and his plan for your life. But to see those words fulfilled in our lives, we must plant the seed of God's word, because God's word is also called seed in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. He says, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable or incorruptible seed. That is how we became born again. Every one of us, we got born again by the incorruptible seed of the word of God. The word itself is incorruptible. And in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, the word of God again is called the seed. It's called the seed. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The word of God is incorruptible seed. When he was talking about the parable, he says, now the parable is this. The seed, let's all say that this morning. The seed is the word of God. Let's say it louder, please. The seed is the word of God. So important. Thank you, Lord. But with no seed, no matter how good it is, will grow without watering. No matter how good the seed is, God's word is seed. It's incorruptible seed. That is how we have become born again. But it requires watering for the seed to produce. And praise is one of the ways that we water God's word in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what he says in Psalm chapter 67, verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It says, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Then what will happen? The earth has yielded increase. Or the King James said, then the earth will yield its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. Praise him, then the earth will produce its increase. The seed of God's word that we put in our heart will require praise for it to produce, for us to see the increase, for us to see his blessing in our life. Let all the people praise you. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth will yield its increase. Notice also in the same Psalm, Psalm chapter 56, verse 4. Psalm 56, verse 4. A couple of pages before. Psalm 56, verse 4. Notice he says, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid what flesh can do to me. What can flesh do to me? Notice he says, God whose word I praise. God whose word I praise. And he repeats it again in verse 10. In God whose word I praise. In the Lord whose word I praise. I will not be afraid. In God is the one that I trust. I will praise his word. And when I praise his word, I know that I will see his hand at work in my life. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is what Abraham did. Notice in Romans chapter 4, verse 20. Let's see some examples here. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. That is what Abraham did. God had given him a prophetic word. God had given him a word. But notice what he did. No, Romans chapter 4, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. That's in the life of Abraham. He says, no unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith. In his faith, as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. He was praising the promise of God. God, in whose word I will praise, in whom I will trust. And his faith grew strong as he gave glory to God. He gave glory to God, counting God that was God was able to fulfill what he has spoken. You see, no prophecy, no man has the capacity to bring any prophecy to pass. It takes God, when he speaks his word, to bring it to pass. But when we give glory to God for his word, when we praise him for his word, we are reminding him of his promises, and his hand moves to act on our behalf. Notice what he says in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 15. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 15. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God in whose word I will praise. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 15. And he said, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who with his hand has fulfilled what he promised with his mouth to David, my father. His hand has fulfilled what his mouth promised. It takes the hand of God to fulfill every promise that he gives to us. Only the hand of God can fulfill. Only the hand of God can fulfill what he has promised. No man has the capacity to bring the prophecies of Scripture to come to pass. And notice verse 24, he says, you have kept with your servant David, my father, what you declared to him. You spoke with your mouth and with your hand have fulfilled it this day. But what does it take to move the hand of God? Abraham gave praise, gave glory to God. And as he did that, his faith was strong, was strengthened. He was strengthened in his faith. No unbelief made him waver so long as he focused on God and was giving praise to God. In the natural, it seemed that it was impossible for him to have a child. But he had God's word for it, and he knew that God's hand was able to fulfill what he has spoken. And so he continued to give praise to God. Oh, this morning, every word that God has given you, even as we approach the end of the year, some of it you may have not seen it yet, but switch to and put on that garment of praise and begin to praise the Lord, and his hand will fulfill that which you have spoken concerning your life. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It takes the hand of God to fulfill the plan of God concerning our life. Notice what he says in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. I like it in the King James. This is good. It's good for us this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 38, verse 20. It says, the Lord, Isaiah 38, 20, the Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs to the string instruments. All the days of our life in the house of the Lord. All the days of our life in the house of the Lord. The Lord was ready to save me. His hand was ready to fulfill what he has spoken. Therefore, we will sing my song to the string instrument. All the days of our life, God's hand is ready to fulfill what he has spoken concerning our life, but it takes us praising him to see it fulfilled. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Notice what he says in Habakkuk. All these examples relate to us the importance of praise in seeing the word of God fulfilled in our life. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Verse 1 says, a prayer, Habakkuk 3, verse 1. It says, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, upon Shigionot, or the Hebrew literally says, accompanied by string instruments, or with praise. O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens. Notice the phrase. And the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand. And notice, there was the hiding of his power. Of his power. Oh, but notice verse 5. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. But before all this, he said, the earth is full of his praise. Amen. Notice the correlation between the earth being full of his praise and the hiding of his power. And then he goes on to say that he stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nation, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. Oh, this morning and in this season, as you make a choice to praise the Lord, oh, every mountain before you that seemed to be everlasting, every impossible circumstance that is before you that looks like it will never move, in the mighty name of Jesus, I see them bow. I see them bow in the name of Jesus, because God inhabits the praises of his people. And so when the earth and when you get full of praise, God inhabits your praises, and every mountain before you has to bow. Everything that cannot stand before God will not be able to stand before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm about to raise the roof of this building. Praise is God's watering system. For us to water his word and see results and fruit in our life. Notice what he says. And actually, no, let's not leave Habakkuk. Thank you, Lord. Notice what he says towards the end as well. After he went through his prayer, towards the end, verse 17, Habakkuk 3:17, he says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there be no head in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. This is a serious scenario for a farmer. The fig tree is not blossoming. There's no fruit on the vine. The labor of the olive is failing. The fields yield no meat. The flock be cut off from the fold. And there is no head in the stalls. In other words, he's looking for harvest. He's looking for the fulfillment of God's word. And he doesn't see anything. What is he going to do? He's going to joy. You see, you cannot praise God without joy. You cannot be joyful without praising him. He's going to rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. And he will make like my feet like hinds feet. And he will make me, I love this, to walk upon my high places. As I praise the Lord, the circumstances of my life, the circumstances of your life that seem contrary to the word of God will begin to change. No wonder he started with prayer. His prayer by saying, God, who is the earth is full of your praise. That is how to see God's word fulfilled in your life. When there seems to be no result, when your health seems to be failing, when that business doesn't seem to be going well, when your children may be going way off, when something may not be going right, you take God's word and praise him for his word. Lord, I praise you for your word. Lord, I praise you for your promises. I know that you spoke it and your hand will fulfill it. If you believe that, say amen this morning. You see, that's what makes it a sacrifice. It's called a sacrifice of praise. Notice what he says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. From the fruit of his mouth, a man is satisfied with good, and the work of a man's hands comes back to him. Notice the phrase, the fruit of his mouth or the fruit of his lips. A man is satisfied with good. So put that together with what he says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews 13, 15. The first one was Proverbs 12, 14. And now Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Thank you, Lord. The fruit, let's see what the fruit of our lips is in this case. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Notice the phrase, a sacrifice of praise to God. That is, what is that sacrifice? The fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. And he's saying that a man will enjoy good by the fruit of his lips. So as you continue, and notice, he doesn't say do it one day and stop. Do it continually. Make it a lifestyle. Get up in the morning with praise on your lips. In the afternoon, have praise on your lips. Your day may not be going right, but have praise on your lips. In the evening, have praise on your lips. At midnight, when you wake up, have praise on your lips. All the time, do it continually, giving praise to his name. It's a sacrifice. For that farmer, it's going to be a sacrifice for him to rejoice when there is no harvest. Oh, but no matter what you are seeing in the natural, that is a principle that we have to learn. No, Abraham grew strong as he gave glory to God. If not, you will faint. But you can continually give glory to God. Give praise to God. The sacrifice of our lips. The sacrifice of praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's see how praise as well helped in the life of David. Thank you. Number two, David. Thank you, Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. My Lord and my God, we are in for a treat. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Samuel 16, 13. This is so important. Thank you, Lord. It says, then Samuel took the horn of oil. 1 Samuel 16, 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. And Samuel arose and went to Ramah. And now a spirit from the Lord, the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a harmful spirit from the Lord tormented him. And Saul's servant said to him, behold, now a harmful spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command your servant who are before you to seek out a man who is skillful in playing the lyre. And when the harmful spirit from God is upon you, he will play it and you will be well. So Saul said to his servant, provide for me a man who can play well and bring him to me. One of the young men answered, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a man, notice, of good presence, and the Lord is with him. The Lord is with him. Verse 23, and whenever the harmful spirit from God was upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the harmful spirit departed from him. Notice, the first thing, he has been anointed as king over the land. His first appearance into the palace, into the kingdom, was tied to his praise. Oh, prior to this, when someone came, he was at the backside of the wilderness. He wasn't even present. He was anointed. But the first thing that happened is that look for me for someone who is skillful, who is a praiser, if I can use that word, who knows how to praise the Lord. Oh, praise, announced David. Oh, before Saul, today you may be, it may feel that you are like at the backside of the wilderness. But if you will learn to praise the Lord in your secret place, in your quiet place, make it a lifestyle, sooner or later, God will announce you. I see you being announced and being promoted, and you make a decision to praise the Lord. Where the places where in time past they have denied you, this time they will call you. My Lord and my God. No wonder he said in Psalm 34 verse 1 that I will praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. It was a lifestyle with him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But praise facilitated the fulfillment of the prophecy that God had given him that he was going to be king. It launched him from where he was after he was anointed into the palace of the king. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's see another person here. Jehoshaphat. How praise helped facilitate the fulfillment of the word of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17. We have to make it a lifestyle. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17. Three kings had come against him. And notice what he said. Notice the prophecy that came. Verse 14, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 14. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, son of Jael, son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph in the midst of the assembly. In the Old Testament, if they mention your name, they have to mention all the people that you came from. But I like that. And verse 15, this is the prophecy. And he said, listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Zeus. You will find them at the end of the valley and east of the wilderness of Jeruel. Verse 17. You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. O Judah and Jerusalem, tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord be with you. Stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord. 18, then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levite and the Kohathite and the Korahite stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God and you will be established. Believe his prophets and you will succeed. And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire. And as they went before the army and say, give thanks to the Lord for his steadfast love endures forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord sent an ambushment against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. So they were routed. You don't need to fight in this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. If I don't need to fight in this battle, what am I going to do? He figured it out. Oh, God had given him the prophecy. Well, that's what God said. God gave him the prophecy. God had given him the word that he's going to win this battle. Jehoshaphat, think about going into a battle with people that are holding instruments and singing. The other people on the other side, like, what's wrong with these people? We normally fight with swords and sticks and all these things. And you are coming with instruments of praise. Oh, but when they began to praise, when they began to sing and praise, the Lord sent an ambushment. And all those three kings, that was their last day. God sent an ambushment. Yeah, to defeat them in the mighty name of Jesus. In this season, as you make a decision that you will praise the Lord, you will stand still, you will stand firm and begin to praise the Lord. I pray, may God take over your battles in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. That battle before you, that seems impossible. As you praise God, may he take over your battle. Amen. Stand firm, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Because that's what he said. Standing still, it seems that he figured it out. Because Psalm chapter 84, verse 4, notice what he says. Psalm 84, verse 4 in the King James Version. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 84, verse 4. And we'll see that later on as well in the life of the children of Israel. But he says, Psalm 84, verse 4. Blessed are they that dwell in your house. They will be still praising you. They will be still praising you, Selah. When you are still, you are getting into that area, you are still praising him. Be still praising him. Be still praising him. They will be still praising him. That's what they did here. They were still praising him. And as they were still praising him, God took over their battle. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. That is what the children of Israel did as well. Thank you, Lord. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. When you are confronted, make praise a lifestyle. When the prophecies have gone forth, wage warfare with those prophecies through the instrument of praise. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. Notice again what he said to them. It's repeated in similar words. And Moses, Exodus 14, 13. And Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord. Fear not, stand still, praise in the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. Be still. You did not need to fight in this battle. The Red Sea is before them. The Egyptians are behind them. From the natural standpoint, they are hedged in. Their defeat is staring at them in the face. But God said, oh, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still, praising me. Stand still, believing my word. The Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more. This morning, I have come to announce to you by the word of God that the enemies that you see today, as you begin to praise the name of the Lord, as you begin to praise God, as you begin to make praise a lifestyle, may you not see them again forever. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When he says you will not see the enemies again, I mean, you can interpret it so many ways. Does it mean that we are going to die? No, but he says stand still, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord. You will see the hand of God at work. That is one of the most neglected areas in the Christian life. Praise in the Lord. When you enter into that area, you will begin to see his hand at work in your life in miraculous ways. If you believe that, say amen. In the same Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, notice what he says. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you want to see the marvels of God, the wonders of God in your life, enter into praise. Who is like unto you? Exodus 15:11. Who is like unto you, O Lord, among the gods? This is the song that they sang. Who is like unto you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Fearful in praises, doing wonders. Fearful in praises, doing wonders. If you want to see the wonders of God in your life, begin to praise. You will begin to see some amazing wonders in your life when you do that. Fearful in praises, doing wonders. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And notice what he referenced as well in Psalm 114, verse 2 to 3. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All these scriptures point to the fact that prophecies are fulfilled when we praise the Lord. Psalm 114, verse 2 to 3. Actually, this psalm is so good. Let's start from the beginning. It's so good. When Israel went from Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah means praise. That's the meaning of Judah. Judah became, so he's talking about when they went from Israel. Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea, notice, now he's referring to the sea. The sea looked and fled. Praise was its sanctuary. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you escape like rams? O hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water and the flint into a spring of water. When Judah became his sanctuary, when praise became his sanctuary, the sea couldn't resist. The mountains had to escape like rams. In the mighty name of Jesus, when praise becomes your lifestyle, God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. They were faced with the sea. They were faced with mountains. You may be faced with something different, but it's the same principle. God inhabits the praises of his people, and when you begin to praise, the impossible that becomes possible in your life. The mountains that seem like they will never move, they will skip like rams, they will move before you because God has stepped in. Tremble thou, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord. Oh, make praise a lifestyle. Make praise a lifestyle. Sometimes I start dancing, and my wife will be asking me what's going on. I am dancing in the face of circumstances because I know that is what will cause it to change. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, Paul and Silas were in prison. They had prayed. Nothing happened. But when they began to sing praises to the Lord, the earth trembled at the presence of the Lord, and they were delivered from captivity. It said the prisoners heard that. It doesn't make sense. You are in prison. You are due for execution the next day, and you are shouting praises at the top of your voice. What's wrong with you? These people have discovered something. As they began to praise, God shook that prison with an earthquake. The earth trembled at his presence, and they were free. That's the way to get out. When it seems that you are surrounded with enemies, it's when it seems that you are hedged in. Switch on that weapon of praise to see prophecies fulfilled in your life. And as you do that, God steps in. God steps in and he does wonders. He does marvels. He responds with marvels and with wonders. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Fearful in praises, doing wonders. Doing wonders. No matter how it seems that the plan of God for your life this year seems like it's not being fulfilled, you can go to him and in praise begin to praise him. Lord, I thank you that you have a good plan for me, a plan to give me a future and a hope. What you have said concerning my life will be fulfilled. I praise you for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's prepare our hearts to receive communion this morning. One of the best ways to praise him is to praise him also in the spirit. We'll get into that next week. We run out of time. Praising him, singing with your understanding and in the spirit. He that giveth thanks to God in the spirit does well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give him praise for his word this morning. Give him praise for his word this morning. Every word that he has spoken to you, his hand is to fulfill. Though the fig tree may not blossom, though the olive of the field may fail, yet you can rejoice in the Lord. Begin to praise him this morning. Say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lift up your voice in the spirit and with your understanding. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice. 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 Praise his word. God in whose word I will praise. And as you praise him, oh, wonderful things are happening this morning. Praise his word, praise his word, praise his word, praise his word. He inhabits the presence of his people. His presence is here this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, your life will never be the same as you endeavor to praise him continually. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.